Business was very good that year. Although there was 5 tattoo shops now in Coney Island, where there used to be 2, and 2 and 3 guys working in each shop, there was still plenty of business. On the radio every Saturday and Sunday, they would announce, "We have 1 million visitors here in Coney Island again today." One day, on the way to Coney Island from Long Island, where I was again living, I passed the Plymouth showroom for cars. In the window of the showroom was a white convertible with red interior leather. Boy, that car caught my eye. I went in to take a look. The salesman said, "This is a Plymouth Fury," and he showed me all the X's it had on it. And I said, "How much does a car like this cost?" He says, "This particular car would be $3,000. I couldn't get that car out of my mind. Boy, that was a beauty. Now, on my way to Coney Island, I had to pass Aqueduct Racetrack. So I stop somewhere, and I get a newspaper with the racing form in it, and I plan on stopping off at the racetrack and playing a few daily doubles. Now, in picking out the horses and reading the program in the newspaper, I decide I'm going to play the 2 horses in the first race and the 5 horses in the second race. So I pull in the Aqueduct parking lot, and it's almost post time. I park the car very fast, get out and run into the racetrack. Buy a program, ain't got time to read it or look at it, but run to the window and put $10 on the daily double of 2 and 5. Now 2 and 5 were both the favorites, and the number 2 wins the first race. Now I have a chance to look at the program, have a beer, and I see the 5 horse has been scratched, and they move the number 6 horse into the 5 slot. Now the 6 horse was kind of a long shot, and I didn't think I had a chance. But here the 6 horse, that is now the number 5 horse, wins the race, and they put the results up, and the daily double paid $315 thereabouts. So I collected my $1,500 winnings and said to myself, "Jesus, I got half the money for that car I was just looking at. I'm going to Coney Island. It was so busy. 4th of July weekend coming up, which is always a big, great weekend in Coney Island." I said, "Now I'm going to sit there and make some money and get enough money. I'm going to stay there until I have enough and go back and buy that Plymouth Fury." Boy, that was some car. So I go to Coney Island. Now in Coney Island, there used to be a little man, little old guy, used to go around with a push cart selling socks. 12 pairs for a dollar. Underwear, 12 pairs for a dollar. T-shirts, 6 for $2. So I find that guy and I buy a dozen underwear, a dozen socks, a dozen T-shirts. And I said, "I'm going to stay here until I make enough money and go back and buy that car on the way home." I said, "I'm going to put some glue on my chair and sit here and make some money." So that's what I did. I sat there and I worked. I used to sleep right in the back of the tattoo shop. There was a little doorway that I had my father had covered over with me, for me. A piece of sheet metal, and through that doorway went into the freak show next door. In the freak show they had a whole lot of cots on the floor where people used to lay down and sleep there. I used to crawl in that little sleep hole and sleep in there. Half the times I stayed up all night working, tattooing. One day a bartender friend of mine from the other end of Coney Island comes by. He's got this pretty girl with him. He says, "Eddie," he says, "I got this girl. I need somewhere to take her." So I show him how to go through this little cubby hole into the back. I said, "There's plenty of mattresses back there." He He said, oh, I ain't going in there. I said, well, give me, I'll go in there. And I left, and I took his girl. It wasn't his girl. He was just wanting to get laid. So I took this girl, and I go through the cubbyhole, and in there, I'm taking her clothes off, and I smell a terrible odor. I had smelled this odor once before. When I first got out of prison, one of my friends fixed me up with one of his girlfriend's girlfriends. And we went to the drive-in movie. A drive-in movie is a big open-air theater where they had a big screen out in this huge field and all little pipes set up. And you'd pull your car up to one of these pipes and you'd get a speaker and a heater and you'd take that and put it on the window of your car and you'd watch the movies out in this big open field. They usually had a stand there that sold hot dogs and popcorn and such. I had a toilet. So I'm in the back seat of my friend's car with this girl. And we're feeling each other and fingering each other. And me and my friend get out to go into the bathroom, get some popcorn and stuff. And in the bathroom, I put my hand near my face. And I said, Jesus Christ, what a smell. I said, hey, Ray, smell this. And I put my hand by his nose and he says, Jesus Christ. What the hell is that? I said, that's Sue. She smells like this. Needless to say, the next day my dick started dripping. My pants was all stained. I go to the doctor. The doctor says, you have gonorrhea. That's another word for the clap. A couple of shots of penicillin clears that up and you're fine. But I said, I'll never forget that smell. So here I am in the back room of the tattoo shop in the freak show, laying on a mattress with this girl, and I'd smell that same smell. But I didn't care. I wanted to get laid. When I come out, I say to my friend, the bartender, listen, that girl really stinks. And he said, oh, yeah. And he takes her, and he goes back in through the cubbyhole. And they come out a little while later, and they leave. The next day, my friend comes by, the bartender, and he says, my dick is dripping. I says, yeah, mine too. I says, I told you she stinks. He says, I thought you meant she was no good. I didn't know she actually stunk. I said, yeah, okay. So here I am with the crap again. I go to the doctor down in Coney Island, get a shot of penicillin. I stay there for about 3 weeks in Coney Island, just steadily working. I finally get a room across the street. There was a very cheap little hotel there. I don't know what the room was a night, $3 or $5, whatever it was, very cheap. And I stayed there for 3 weeks, just working as much as I could, putting the money in my pocket, counting it up. And after the 4th of July weekend, I had my $3,000. I said, hey, I'm going to go buy that beautiful car. So back to the showroom I go, and I get the same salesman, and I said, I want that car. Here's the money. And the salesman signed up all the papers, and I drove that car out of the showroom. I was happy as can be. And Jesus, the girls all loved that car. I had girls just hanging on the car. Can I go for a ride? And I was just having a wonderful time.